Shops create booby traps to ward off drug addicts in Democrat-run Philadelphia. By Amy Furr on August 17, 2023. Businesses in Democrat-run Philadelphia are using unusual methods to protect their stores from drug addicts, a recovered addict told Fox News. The businesses don't last long. When they are put in the community tends to tear them down. It's not a place for anything to thrive, Frank Rodriguez said, according to the article published Wednesday. The city's Kensington area is full of drug users, which is deeply unsettling for the families living there. In May, Breitbart News reported the trank drug was taking a heavy toll on Philadelphians who have been spotted slumped over and passed out on the sidewalks. The city has been grappling with a rise in addicts using the drug called xylazine, which is also referred to as trank, the outlet said, noting it has been linked to overdose deaths. Some officials call it the zombie drug because it can eat a person's flesh. Pix 11 News reported in May that xylazine is an animal tranquilizer that knocks out horses, but it is now knocking out humans and sometimes killing them. Suppliers have reportedly laced the fentanyl and heroin supply with it due to its low price and availability. Rodriguez used to deal and use drugs in the area but got sober and left that life behind him. Now he says the increase in drug use and criminal activity has some businesses trying hard to stay open. They have to set up these crazy little hacks and booby traps just to keep people off of their stoops. There are businesses that set up sprinkler systems, so they can just be inside and hit a button, and the sprinkler system goes off, he told Fox. The outlet's Jesse Waters recently blamed Beijing and Mexico for the fentanyl and trank crisis in Philadelphia as video footage shows Rodriguez walking among the drug addicts. He said law enforcement and city officials do not uphold any rules regarding the crisis in the area. You see the chaos that's going around. You're gonna see people, blood running down their arm. Needles in their neck, needle in their arm, pipe in their mouth. Everything goes out here, he said. You're literally dealing with chemical warfare. That's what's happening, he explained, adding it was only getting worse. Waters said, China is sending us the fentanyl. The Mexicans are trafficking it here, then said President Joe Biden. D. is doing absolutely nothing about it.